things. Big building behind the house where hay is stored and cows are kept is a
barn.
And what do you call it when you keep corn?
Crib.
Okay. And how about when you store grain?
A grain house, feed house.
Okay. Can you describe what it looks like?
The feed house?
Yeah, like where people used to keep grain.
It has to have a close ceiling, like ceiling, to keep the grain from going through. Close to built.
Okay. That's part of a barn. What's it called?
The loft.
Okay. If hay is piled up outside of the barn, what do you call that pile?
Hay stack.
Okay. And when you first cut the hay, what do you do with it? What do you do with it?
Break
it. Okay. And you know any names for small piles of hay wrecked up in the field?
Okay.
And it's just little tiny piles of hay around. Do you call it a haystack or do you call it something else? Mm-hmm. Where do you keep cows? Where do people keep cows?
In the barn.
Okay. And they have a special shelter for them that doesn't look just made for keeping them dry when it's raining. What do you call that?
Well, I suppose that'd be a cattle shelter.
Okay. And what do you call a place where you keep where they keep horses or
stable?
Okay. And besides the barn, do you have a special place where you milk the cows outside? Is there a name for that place? Anything special other than a barn?
No, I don't think so. Could milk them outside. I have milk them outside.
Okay. What do you keep pigs and hogs in?
Pen.
Okay. Is it called anything different? Is it open, sort of, where they can just go?
Well, it's a lot.
All right.
A lot.
If there's a little building where they can kind of go inside of it. And it's not where they're confined, but they can go in there and eat.
And that's shelter.
Okay. Where do people used to keep their milk and butter before days of refrigeration?
That's after in the in the well, let down in the well a lot of times, or in a spring.
Okay. Do you remember a trough near a stream where the spring rose and the water would run through the trough where you could set jugs and milk like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does the word dairy mean anything else to you other than what people think of a dairy barn as being today? Do you ever use the word dairy to mean anything else?
Dairy milk.
What do you call that place around the barn where you let the cows and ewes and the horses?
Barn.
Okay. What would you call a place where you let them go out to graze? Yeah. I know you did. You raised cotton, didn't you? Tell us something about what you had to do with the cotton.
With the cotton? From the start or the last?
From the start, from the time it
was
planted.
Well, it's planted, then you thinned it.
Okay.
And you worked and you hold it, tied it, and then it made the cotton, and then you picked it.
Okay, when was it planted?
In April.
Okay, and then
harvested in September, mostly.
How long did it take to get it all picked? Starting in September and till when?
Mm-hmm. It takes the last of October. It takes a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Pick the hand.
Mm-hmm. What do you call grass that grows up in cotton field when you don't want it there?
Crab grass.
Okay. Cotton and corn grow in a
field.
Okay. What kinds of fences do people have around their yards and gardens?
Wood fences.
Okay. If they're painted, do you make any difference?
Huh?
If they're painted, do you call anything different?